You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Seamus O'Keefe. Seamus, welcome back.
Great to be here.
How are things on the rock this weekend?
This weekend, a bit of a rainy, drizzly day. you know, the winter's on setting, so it's only a matter of time.
Beautiful. We've been talking about activation and activation as it relates to sponsorship. And so, folks, if you're listening today and you're wondering, well, what is activation all about? Way back 2 weeks ago, and if you want to go back and listen to the past, you can listen to what Seamus taught us about what it is to define activation. It's more than sponsorship. Sponsorship isn't just getting your logo on a brand or on a location or on a banner. Activation of sponsorship is making it active so that you have the feel and touch to it. It's not seeing and hearing. It's feeling it. It's touching it. Seamus, I want to talk to you this week about an example of activation in how you put it together and pull it together and make it happen. Give us a clear understanding so that the people that have listened in the last couple of weeks can now see how you do it.
Sure. And I mean, people need to know that it takes resources, both monetary and human resources, to bring these things to life. Often a brand or company will spend money on rights fees. So they want to sponsor the Stampeders, or they want to sponsor, you know, the COC or your local soccer association. Mm-hmm. There's a rights fee, and you'll pay X for that. But then you need to dedicate money against bringing that activation or leveraging that activation. So we often challenge this. How creative can you be in order to bring that to life? Like, what are some of the things that you can do that resonate with your consumer that are still on strategy? So you kind of get what I'm thinking about and how they're linked together, but then you need to bring that to life. And the only limiting factor to me is creativity.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always making it complicated. It's really, quite frankly, most of the time, the best ones are the simplest ones, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And use an example I know of, AMJ Campbell, the move of the game. A lot of rinks around Canada, you'll see them as a sponsorship. They'll take somebody from the worst seat in the house and bring them to the best seat in the house. And it's the move of the game, and it's on target with what they do as a shipping company.
Absolutely. Sometimes you wonder where people come up with these creative ideas. You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Seamus O'Keefe, who has great ideas, folks. And if you ever need one, he can come up with the best slogan you could ever think of, because I've talked to him and I know that he has great ideas. What are some of the rules you must follow to make these plans work?
You need to be on strategy. You can't do something that doesn't resonate or is not strategic. You need to make sure that it's relevant. And you can't interrupt the consumer in their daily life. You can't put those speed bumps in. It needs something that is consistent with what they're doing. If they're at a hockey game, you don't want to stop them. And, you know, some of these credit card activations and conversions are, they just get in the way, and I don't find they're successful because it's not part of the experience. So you need to make sure that it's strategic and that it's part of the show, as an example, and that people want it and they walk away with a longer lasting impression in a positive manner than they would if they found an activation that wasn't as executional.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you ever seen one put somebody in that was a great idea, but it was a speed bump for people and they just couldn't get over it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can hear my own world. Down here in Newfoundland, we have an entertainment district called George Street. We had a beer sponsor came on that wanted to give away T-shirts. You'd think everybody would want a T-shirt. But when you're on your way to a concert, you've probably already got dressed up for the night. There's no way you're going to put this $2 T-shirt with a bad logo on it and be your best. You know, you're going looking for a dance, looking for a drink. It probably wasn't the best. You don't want to slow the person down or make them look bad. So find something else that you could have given to them that would have, maybe it was a CD or something that they would have taken from the event itself.
Especially when somebody's on their way to get a drink.
Absolutely. You never want to slow down that process. That's not good for business either.
Have you ever seen, what's the best one you've seen? I mean, I saw one at the sponsorship conference that I thought was brilliant. The one they did at the Winnipeg Jets with the beer company. I thought, you know, putting the water there and having people hug the water and see the water and touch the water that they made the actual beer out of was just phenomenal. I just thought that was a great plan.
It brings it to life. And another one that's similar to that is BlackBerry. At airports, you can recharge your BlackBerry at terminals in airports. Very simple. We're always looking for a plug or an outlet to recharge a battery. And that's the activation of a sponsorship they would have with an airline.
Wow. Where can people get more information, Seamus?
I encourage people to check us out at partnershipgroup.ca, and you can go in there with some case studies and some terminology and learn all about the business of sponsorship.
This has been the Business in Sport with the Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Seamus O'Keefe. Seamus, have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks so much. I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.